This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
Here to chat about the charts. We're chatting about the charts on the countdown. Hey, like that? I go for alliteration.
We should change the name of the show to Chart Chat.
Chart Chat. I like that.
You know,
right. No chat. More Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's Chart Chat. Very good, Mike. Very creative.
Well, you're the one who said it. I just picked up on the pieces that you threw out there.
Yes, and I know.
You're a brilliant man. You're a wordsmith.
You're a
linguist.
Genius. Sometimes, yes. I'm a genius and a linguist. Altogether.
Don't you love when we use the word genius in our society so loosely?
Yes.
Somebody's a football genius, or right. In our own industry, he's a programming genius.
Yes, well, we are a programming genius.
Then you look around and you see people, you know, sending pieces of hardware to Mars and Pluto, and people that build bridges. And, you know, these people, they're just there. But
we're the geniuses. Yeah, we recognize their genius, and therefore we're geniuses.
Oh gosh,
genius!
What an overused word, geniuses.
Genius. Yeah, a lot of overused words, don't you think?
Well, yeah, absolutely is my least favorite. You know,
yeah, it's you did a nice job on that. Absolutely,
you know, everything. Absolutely is a word that in nature really doesn't even exist.
It does.
And nothing is
there
absolute.
There are no absolutes.
There are no absolutes.
Zero. Yep. Yeah. All right. So that's good. You've already pointed out lots of foibles and frailes.
So can I go now?
No, you can't, because you have to go through the list of the top 10 stories of the week.
I have to do that with which I am charged.
Yes, you are. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the stories and the people list to get us started.
Okay, absolutely.
You want me to give you a better introduction? Want another
Introduction?
What do you want?
No, it's good. Okay, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I get a lot of people, you ask them a question in an interview, and they go, okay, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and National Football League preseason activity.
Absolutely boring.
Yes, it is, actually. At number 9, Game of Thrones finale.
Absolutely boring.
At number 8, Texas sanctuary cities ban blocked and the transgender troops issue.
Not boring.
Those are tied, two issues separate. At number 7, U.S.-North Korea tensions. At number 6, the Fox News poll results. At number 5, Antifa violence tied with the Arpaio pardon. At number 4, Trump-Russia investigation. At number 3, Trump's plans to end the Dreamer program. At number 2, Trump's tax reform plan. And number 1, hurricane and tropical storm Harvey.
Caused by Donald Trump.
He caused it, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, Obama caused it.
Oh! I know that.
And the people survey.
Didn't Obama mess up the hurricane in New Orleans?
Yeah, it was Obama's fault that the.
George Bush was president.
There are people out there on talk shows saying that it's Obama.
Yeah.
Well, look at how Obama messed up Katrina.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
At number 10, we have J.J. Watt on the People Survey. He's a cool
football
guy. Plays
raising
football
money
for Houston.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Number 9, Kim Jong-un. Number 8, I was going to say Kim Jong-Arpaio, but I shouldn't say that, so I didn't. Joe Arpaio.
Editorial.
Just goofing around. At number 7, Paul Manafort. Number 6, Vladimir Putin. Number 5, Melania Trump. Number 4, Mitch McConnell. Number 3, Paul Ryan. Number 2, Governor Greg Abbott. And number 1, President Donald Trump.
Can you believe the shoes Melania was wearing when she was down in the hurricane? Oh, what an outrage. How many people talked actually about that?
Well, it kept her high above the water so that she wouldn't drown.
All right, let's talk about the realities of radio coverage the radio station, the talk radio stations in Houston and the surrounds. There's been a lot of focus on the hurricane and the radio work that was done by the news stations, the news talk stations, and how well informed people were. It seems a couple of stations, though, got watered out, I think, during this whole thing, and you'd expect that because of all the floodwaters. And then the aftermath, the coverage, what to do, how to help. I thought it was a shining moment for our format and for radio. Did you think that?
Of course. Yes, I do. I think it was. I think that not all radio is shining, but
no.
Enough of it is to be something that those of us in the radio industry could be proud of.
Yep.
And only to a limit. I mean, that's what radio should
do. That's what we're here
yes.
for.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know.
But because radio has fallen down so much, now we think about it as being the exception rather than the rule. The good days when we grew up on listening to the morning shows that were basically, we called them in the business, full-service radio programs. And I think, without trying to sound like a jerk, that the program that I do nationally in the morning is about the only one left that has, in a national sense, a full-service approach to what's going on. Lots of help, lots of information, lots of fun, that sort of thing. But now it's all politics all the time, and it becomes sometimes divisive and not easy to listen to. So anyway,
I wouldn't say, you know, I have to counter that because I'm on this program and have a reputation to live by.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say yours is the only one left.
But a full service programs in the morning?
There are people. Well, I wouldn't say yours is a full service program.
I'm not saying that.
Full service where there were news departments, there were traffic reports.
Promote myself because I'm half of what's going on here, and you can dismiss.
I think what you do in the morning is wonderful. I think it's one of the best shows out there.
Thank you.
But I think that. Full services. I don't even think the newspapers give full service anymore. I think that that everything is cut back. I think that investigative reporting. I just think that the media has fallen short in terms of some of the things it could do in terms of any one.
It's
outlet.
Because of the realities of the business side of it that it hasn't gone the way that we would like to, and you will see more of that because there's another big stir brewing. We have two huge companies that control much of what goes on radio. Now there's going to be a third one, combination of CBS and another company called Entercom, which will change the focus. You may not hear it immediately, but it'll change what's going on a lot of radio stations. And so, you know, but the other side of it is there are other ways to listen to or to get stuff. Even though I prefer radio when it comes to this sort of thing, I prefer to listen to the stuff that comes. Maybe it's my nature because it's where we grew up. We grew up on the radio. So the other stuff feels awkward, even though we're doing podcasts. You know, we have a podcast of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You go to blogtalkradio.com/talkradiocountdown. No, it's called Countdown Show. Sorry. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/countdown show, you can join, like last week, 5,000 people. This is amazing. I didn't even talk about it. And I found out that 5,000 some odd people downloaded on a podcast the Countdown Show, and I never even mentioned that there's a podcast there.
These are my cousins.
Oh. Good for you, Michael. Congratulations. Thank you.
Yes, I posted it on my Facebook page to my family, and
good
yes, and
congratulations.
At the Harrison barbecue, and a lot of them tuned in.
Twitter at Michael Harrison.
I think that's there is no such place.
No, there is an at Doug Steffen though at Twitter.
Yeah, I don't have a Facebook page. So,
no, I but you do have a nice face. Is the old business about you have a good face for radio?
Radio.
Yeah. All right, I really do want us to talk about radio coverage and the information that's floating around, pardon the pun, regarding the hurricane, and some of the outlying areas that were the radio stations in some of these smaller communities. I'm on a station in Brownsville, Texas, that is, there's Brownwood and there's Brownville, and I'm both of them. And I think that they have been impacted by this, and a lot of people just ignored the farming community. and what happened on some of the farms. And this is a big, huge farming area. You get outside of Houston, huge.
Well, it's affected the farming. It affects agriculture. It also affects the oil industry.
Yes, big time. Cost of fuel. You notice at the pump already, it's up 14, 15 cents. Go up another quarter, supposedly, in the next week or two, because all the refineries that were, in essence, rendered useless by the storm.
It takes a while for the cause to have an effect at the pump. You know, it doesn't happen immediately, but I suspect there'll be high prices for a while. Fortunately, not all the oil comes from Texas. So
right.
But it's a significant. I think it's about 15% of our oil, emanates from Texas
and is
being impacted.
Yep.
So
all right.
That's an issue.
Let's pause for a moment. 17 after the hour on the countdown with a reminder about what huge companies are doing, what medium-sized companies are doing, what smaller companies are doing, as they have already used ZipRecruiter. Zip, as you would expect, Z-I-P, Recruiter, all one word, ZipRecruiter for your company. If you're looking for a new employee or employees, if you don't have a need now but you think you're going to have a need next week, who knows who's going to leave? You may have somebody quit and you don't know how to replace them. I'm going to tell you how all companies, no matter what size, it doesn't make any difference. Companies from all of their roots in our country are using ZipRecruiter.com. They post, with one click to ZipRecruiter, they then post the job with their software on hundreds of job sites. The technology is so superb here. ZipRecruiter, unlike the other job sites, doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them and brings them to you. After all, that's what you're paying for. The service is there to bring you the new hires that you need. Well, the catch to that is, if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, you won't even have to pay. ZipRecruiter free the first time around if you use that code. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So if you're looking for qualified job candidates and immediate results, you can join the listeners who are using ZipRecruiter free. You just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Here from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
I'm Nicole Feliciano, the CEO of Mom Transmedia, and it's back to school season. It's the time to take stock of what you already have, so when you head out shopping, you don't duplicate any of the supplies. It's also a great time to stock up on healthy snacks. We look for things that are nutritious and delicious, like Go-Go Squeeze. Our favorites are the apple flavor and the new Go-Go Squeeze blueberry yogurts. We love them because you don't have to refrigerate them. They are perfect for on-the-go snacking and come in 30 different flavors, so there's sure to be something your kids are going to love. It's also the time to start thinking about keeping your family healthy. That means stocking up on hand sanitizer, tissues, and other items that are going to keep your kids well and able to achieve all they can this fall season. We love the Halls Kids Cough and Sore Throat Pops. They have menthol in them, which will help soothe coughs and relieve sore throats, perfect for kids 5 and over. Also in the pop formula is a new vitamin C pop. It provides 100% of your kids' dietary vitamin C needs. For more information on these back-to-school trends, head to momtrends.com and be sure to follow on social media.
Did Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 and change after the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. In this hour, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, responsible for the lists that we go over, the stories, the people. It's available at talkers.com. Also where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, lots of information. If it's going on in the News Talk Radio world, you will find a discussion of it or coverage of whatever the story is at talkers.com. Number one story this week, the hurricane and the reaction to things that are going on. Here's something that puts this all into perspective, I think, Michael. The staggering numbers, not a number of people that nobody knows really how many died at this point because it hasn't been cleaned up yet. 27 trillion gallons of water. How do you even imagine that?
It's hard to.
27
the numbers are
trillion
beyond our
gallons.
Ability to wrap our brain around, as they say.
I know. But can we even put ourselves there? Have you ever lived in a house that was flooded? Have you ever been in a flood?
Yeah, I've experienced floods, but nothing on that level. I mean, even a small flood is devastating. You have an inch of water in your basement. It takes a year to recover from that. Things get ruined. You know, all houses, not all houses, but all places with housing have issues with flooding. Flooding is a major problem in home ownership. When you have a situation like what's happening in Houston, it's just off the charts. I mean, it's beyond imagination.
Yep. And now as we're into the end of the week and looking forward to Labor Day weekend, there's a new hurricane called Irma that's headed. Nobody's talking about that. They're all talking about Harvey and Harvey's gonzo for the most part. And now this next hurricane, Irma, comes along. And with it, the discussion of global warming and climate change. Look at how powerful these storms are. We're ruining the planet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so,
that's an issue that's partially true and partially politicized.
Yes,
just like almost everything. Yeah. We live at a time when we take partial truths, we blow them up through hyperbole, in order to push forth our political agenda. We even now are criminalizing people for having a different political point of view. Mm-hmm. And this is almost with everything. Sure, there's global warming. Sure, there's climate change. But the way it's been politicized has made any discussion of it absolutely paralyzed.
This happens with pretty much all of these political discussions. You and I were talking off the air about the story of George Soros and some new group that he has put together. He funds Media Matters and a lot of left of center, and that's his right. And he does. I happen to have great admiration for him and what he's done in the business world, but I think he's gone a little too far. Now he's organized this group to go after white supremacist supposed hate groups, and I'm all for that too, frankly. But he's included in this list, or the people working for him, 123 groups that supposedly have white supremacist objectives, including the network, my originating network, Radio America, which has one conservative host on it, Dana Lash, that's how her name is pronounced, I believe. And so they want to put Radio America out of business, and this is a dangerous precedent. They've been able to do it with some degree of success. They certainly, but for the right reasons, have gotten, you know, got rid of O'Reilly.
People on the left take advantage of the fact that there are hate groups and that there's a rise in white nationalism and neo-Nazis and KKK. Let's take down some of our conservative enemies and tie them to it. And the right does the same thing.
Yes.
It has to do with the extremes setting the agenda.
Yep, that's where the pendulum goes politically, too. Extreme left and extreme right. When do we find the middle is the question so many people are asking. 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
After the Hour Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here, along with Kara Schiller, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen, working through ancillary conversations about some of the big stories this week. How many people knew that President Trump donated $1 million of his own money to the hurricane relief? Do you know that?
Nope, I did not know that.
Uh-huh. Kara, do you know it?
Yeah, it was a big story yesterday, trending everywhere.
I didn't see it. Didn't know it till today. I haven't seen a lot of coverage. I think I just sort of, if you're just joining us and you want to listen to the earlier conversation, you can get a podcast of this broadcast by going to blogtalkradio.com/countdown show and get the reference that I'm making to a discussion about George Soros and what he has been doing to try to I guess it's a witch hunt, manner of speaking. You could describe it that way. And so there's very little that's positive, whether you like Trump or you don't. I'm ambivalent most of the time, although, Michael, I think you think that I'm an apologist for Trump sometimes. I don't feel... normally I lean a little right of center.
No, I don't think you're an apologist for Trump. I think that sometimes you're in denial that you are biased, not even biased, I don't like that word, that you favor Trump at times when you claim that you're impartial. I don't hold that against you, because I'm not against Trump. I'm not, you know, it's very, you have to be very careful in a polarized situation,
yeah,
how you speak about, just thoughts that could be, a little bit here, a little bit there, depending on the circumstances. Oh, it's so easy to be, because people are looking for that.
Yeah.
But no.
But why are they? What's the nature of human, the human existence, human.
Because we want victory as opposed to truth. We want victory. We want to win.
We want to win.
We want to win. We want to be right. We want to be on the winning team. We don't care. We've invested our egos. We've invested our our identity in various things, and we want to win. And the competition is so fierce to win that now we don't only want to win in a sportsmanlike way, but we want to destroy our opponents. We want to see them put behind bars. We want to see them put out of business. We want to destroy the opposition, so we demonize them and we criminalize them and we get righteous indignation and we lose touch with our understanding of the complexity of the human condition and the fact that there's good and bad in all people.
Mm-hmm.
You want to find something bad? You'll find it in anyone.
Yeah. Yep, you can.
And
no
it's, and what it's doing is it's totally paralyzing our ability to move forward and be cooperative and be productive.
I would like to think that our format and radio in general could do something. To go back to being a cheerleader for a moment about what was going on. You said it's what we were supposed to do, and it is, but it's more unusual now. Looking at the radio picture in Houston, there's actually one big talk station there. It's KTRH. I think they went off the air for one of the stations. There's another station, KILT, that does talk as well. I think one of them went off the air because the transmitter was underwater. Mm. That's
no
tough
excuse. Because... No excuse.
Hey, John, you know John Lopez, who's on that station there?
I do not.
He has he's a boater, and when he got off the air, he would get into his boat and rescue. He went around wherever. He heard, he was listening to police band radio, people stranded, go with his boat, and he'd rescue these people. That was
very
pretty.
Cool.
Yeah,
that whole thing with people with boats rescuing people is fantastic.
I know people came from my neck of the woods up here. There were some folks I know that were from Hopkinton, Massachusetts. Three friends put their boats there, those little, I don't know what they call them. What's a little, it's a small outboard motorboat, about, 20 feet long or so. Mm-hmm. He carrying behind a pickup truck. They three of them they took the week off, and they put the boats on the back of the truck and drove down.
The official nautical term are small boats with outboard motors that you hook to the back of pickup trucks.
That's it.
That's the official term.
Seen them. We all know what they're.
Well,
all
sometimes
about.
You think that you're seeing a boat riding down the freeway, and you realize, wait a second, it's not attached to a car.
Yeah.
Or a
right.
truck.
Yeah.
But this is a citizen boating rescue mission. That it's interesting. That movie Dunkirk is in the theaters still.
Yes.
For those who don't know the history of Dunkirk, the entire British army was saved. They're pinned against the English Channel by the Nazis who were at full power at that time, and the Navy wasn't strong enough to get there. Hundreds and hundreds of private little boats left England, braved the waters of the Channel, and saved many thousands of soldiers, which gave them an opportunity to be able to face the war and eventually have victory.
And
that's what this is like.
You know, we talk about these stories. We're really all about stories. And I think that our ability to tell stories is better these days because of technology. You get closer to some of the stories, you see more, and if you're good with words, you can describe using theater of the mind. The story about the guy who jumped off the bridge trying to get away from the police and was swimming out to sea, and the shark was swimming alongside him. Did you see that? What a great visual that was. And then there's the story from Houston where these people who went into an area where the power had not been shut off, and they got into the water to try to rescue some people, and because the water was so high, they were close to the electric wires, and they went under them, and they touched them, and they got electrocuted. So they died, this bunch. There were several amateur rescuers while on a boat trying to help survivors. And that's another, one of the stories that is sort of, the explosion at that plant. I mean, all of these things.
There are countless stories, human interest stories, that come out of a major event like this.
Yeah.
I mean, how about the dog picture that went viral? the dog that
the bag of food.
Well, the dog is a smart dog, and I mean the story's been out there. But for those that don't know it, here's the 20-second version. This dog had been taken many times to the local feed store, where it knew that's where it got its food. It saw around chaos there was trouble, so it ran over to the food store, to the feed store, picked up a bag of its food, and brought it back. Think about that.
I know.
I mean, well, you and I both, you know, caring about animals, know how intelligent an animal can be.
Yes.
This wasn't a set up photo opportunity or contrived situation. The dog went to get a bag of food because it knew there was trouble, and it brought it home.
Mm-hmm.
It went shopping.
Pretty
amazing. Of course, the dog was arrested for looting, but that's another story that we...
How many radio stations do you think started fundraising efforts for Harvey?
Many. More than we can handle. This is our lead story in Talkers day after day.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how many, well, it is believable, how many radio stations are involved in fundraising efforts and successfully sending money and equipment and goods to the victims and to the people who are trying to help the victims.
If you want to know, by the way, this is purely from my personal point of view, I've looked around and have listed on facebook.com/DJV show the list of non-scam. This is a big problem. The scams are a big problem. Steve Wiseman will be here later on to talk about this problem. The 501c3s, nonprofit organizations that I think, if you want to give money, you want to help and support in that way, then I've listed them at facebook.com/DJV show. Ones that I would support with my own funds.
That's good, because unfortunately the dark side of human nature always comes out, and there are people that profit by human suffering.
Yeah. In a moment, I want to get into a conversation with your friend and mine, Walter Sabo. You're on the Up Close and Far Out podcast this week, interviewing Mr. Sabo, and we'll talk about, because a lot of people don't even know who he is, although he's now becoming more of a better-known radio personality. He's a character in his own right, and he's been around with us, or we with him, for decades, but I'm betting this is a fascinating conversation. So we'll find out in a matter of moments what's at Up Close and Far Out. You can find that at upclosefarout.com or at talkers.com. One of the things that has become evident in a little bit of research about one of my advertisers is that people don't understand how bad used pillows are. And I don't mean you're going to get used pillows at the Salvation Army. You might want to send some used pillows down for hurricane relief. But for your own usage, if you're not changing your pillows every single year, then you're exposing yourself to the most... Oh, my God. Look at some of the pictures of the beings that inhabit your pillow or your sheets or your mattress. If you're not changing, and you're closest to the pillow because that's what you have your head on, and these things, these crustaceans that are minuscule, microscopic, get into your nose and into your mouth. They get all over the pillow. It's gross. Ew. So get rid of your pillow. Make sure you go to the MyPillow website, MyPillow.com, right now to take advantage of their special fabulous offer, 50% off the four-pack of pillows for MyPillow. Four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off using the promo code DJV when you order online at MyPillow.com. That's right, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, gets you two travel pillows and two premium pillows for 50% of the price. Get the fabulous bargain, replace your pillows, live and sleep well with MyPillows. You all know, you see the ads on TV, you see how they're made in America. This guy has gone to great lengths to promote his pillows, and he's doing a great job with a great product. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for 50% off your four-pack of pillows. Now, an overview of the list of people that have been on the minds of those who have conducted talk radio programs, discussions with hosts, callers, input, that sort of thing. J.J. Watts at number 10, thanks to the focus on him for the fabulous work he's doing to create a fund and help people or victims of the hurricane. Number 9, Kim Jong-un. What more do you say about him? Number 8, Joe Arpaio. Paul Manafort's number 7. Bad Vlad. Pukin Putin, number 6. Melania Trump, number 5. Mitch McConnell, 4. Paul Ryan, 3. Gregory Abbott, number 2. The mayor, governor of Texas. And Donald Trump, number 1. That was interesting. Former Governor Rick Perry of Texas, now Secretary of the Interior, spent a lot of time during this week overviewing the hurricane situation and making some rather significant pronouncements about it. I thought that was worthy of note. I'm Doug Steffen.
How to live a healthier and happier life. Lifestyle expert Bahar Tektesian.
You want to drink plenty of water, and you want to make sure that you're having a balanced meal. Also, meet regularly with your doctor to keep your health in check. While only 1 in 8 are diagnosed, 25 million Americans live with bladder leakage. There are products that can help. Prevail, for one, is the number one ranked adult incontinence brand in U.S. healthcare, and it can help men and women move freely about their day with confidence. Prevail has proprietary dry-fit technology in some of its products, which help bladder control pads lock in 20% more wetness than the leading advertised brand. And protective underwear deliver 5 times drier protection than the leading advertised brand. With innovations like breathable zones and an odor guard system, Prevail is a simple choice for your health needs. Check out their purse-ready individual packaging for women and other products at Amazon.com/Prevail. Or visit retailers at prevail.com.
Finally, Tektesian says,
try to get a little bit of exercise in each day and, of course, get plenty of sleep.
Visit trustprevail.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Nuzizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just 1 day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. The news is that we oftentimes get off track and don't stick exactly to the list. So people sometimes say, all right, what's really on the list this week? So I'll go through in this moment the stories that are making the top 10, the hot hits. Number 10, sports activity, sports talk activity, the NFL, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who's winning in tennis? Number 9, the Game of Thrones. One more season left. That'll be plenty. Number 8, Sanctuary Cities discussions in Texas. Takes a second place to something else going on in Texas this week. North Korea is number 7. What's going on at Fox News is number 6. The violence in the Middle East is 5. Russia is 4. The end of the Dreamer program is 3. The Trump tax reform plan is 2. And the hurricane is number 1, as you can imagine, on the Talk Radio Review. All right, I'm happy to always promote, because this is really an adjunct to talk radio, because Michael is so important as a cog in the wheel of covering what's going on like no other. It's the Bible of talk radio, that is Talkers Magazine. But Michael does his own podcast every week called Up Close and Far Out. This week, a conversation with radio. He's a consultant. He's been a consultant, but he puts Sirius Talk together, ABC. You name the talk networks and talk stations, he's had a hand in it over the years. So what's he tell you?
Well, he's now a personality. He's reinvented himself, and he's doing a Sunday night show on a bunch of stations around the country under the name of Walter Sterling. Mm-hmm. And he's flying in the face of a lot of the news talk. He thinks politics is boring, and he talks about his kids and his wife, his day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. And it's got legs. It's doing very well. His name is Walter Sabo, and now on the air, he's Walter Sterling. Interesting conversation. Next week, we talk to Michael Berry from KTRH in Houston about the harrowing experience of almost losing his wife and two kids in the storm.
So he's out of town. They're stuck. He can't get to them. What a great... how did he do his program? How did he... was the studio accessible? Or had
he was able to get back. He was doing the program from the road. In today's radio, so much of it is done from faraway places, which is kind of good.
Yeah.
And as much as you can broadcast to your listeners, not necessarily from one studio, which could be underwater.
Right.
You know, so, but that's going to be posted on Tuesday of next week. So we got two really good ones in a row. They're all pretty good, but two really good ones in a row coming up on that show, upcloseandfarout.com.
Yep, it's always it's practically informative. How about that?
Yeah.
Yes, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Countdown, 10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Review, the countdown continues. No huffing and puffing here. It's just straight to the point. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is the, he's the longtime advisor to this program when it comes to legal matters and also to Talkers Magazine. He's a college professor and author of a number of books on scams, and I would call upon your expertise here, Steve, as the founder of Scamicide.com, that website dedicated to informing people about the dangers of scams, especially given what's going on. There's a scam a minute in this hurricane situation. People are, they fall prey to unscrupulous, no-good, dirty bastards who, take advantage of people in the circumstance. I don't mind saying that, because that's what they are.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would even say that you might even be talking too lightly about some of these scum of the earth. You know, you have a tremendous tragic event, which it truly is in what we're seeing unfold with Harvey and the aftermath as well. And it brings out the best and the worst. And the best is there are terrific stories about people joining together and helping each other, and it's very heartening. There are also just mind-boggling stories about scammers who are there to take advantage. And it's not just stealing money, but it's really stealing money from these victims. And sometimes it's even direct because, you know, we talk about the first responders and the people from FEMA and the insurance adjusters. They're not actually the first on the scene. The first on the scene will be the scammers posing as FEMA officials, and we just need to register you, we need your social security number, we need a small fee, and they steal from these victims. But perhaps the bigger scam is when the rest of us are trying to make charitable contributions, and maybe we get a call on the phone, and even if you're on the do not call list, charities can call you, or an email or a text message, or you see something on social media. You can never tell, first of all, if it's a legitimate charity, because it may be one that sounds legitimate but isn't. And then other times it can be the name of a legitimate charity, but you're giving to the criminal. So the simple way is you first go to a site called charitynavigator.org. This site will tell you if the charity is legit or not. It also will tell you, as I know you and I have talked about before, how much of the money that you give actually goes to charitable purposes and how much to their administrative costs, and then it will show you where to give.
What's the site again, Charity?
Charitynavigator.org.
Charitynavigator.org.
.org.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's free.
I post that. I've looked at a lot of these outfits for donation purposes, and I've listed at facebook.com/DJVshow the ones that I would give to.
Yeah.
And it does not include the Red Cross most dramatically. I think they're a huge ripoff. And
I got to agree with you.
Okay. Couple of items, issues or people who have made it onto the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. From the legal perspective, the Arpaio, or Opeo, depending on how you pronounce Joe Arpaio's name, his pardon, it seems, I mean, you can argue on both sides of this. It just depends on your politics, much as anything else, right?
To some extent, you know, this is something we talked about before. I first of all, was concerned when we talked about it last week about somebody being pardoned before he had even been sentenced.
Guilty.
You know, it's like, whoa. Yeah, isn't there a trial? Isn't there a sentence? Isn't there an appeal before you do this actual pardoning? And one problem with that is the case isn't really fully developed. I have real troubles with this. Now, not legally. The president absolutely has the authority to do so. But it is different in many ways from a typical pardon, because this is someone, the crimes of which he was convicted, dealt with really some abuses of constitutional law. And I have problems with that. That being said, did the president do something illegal? Absolutely not. He had the right to do it. It's troubling, but it's legal.
All right. The transgender troop thing. I completely don't understand this. I don't know what's going on. I don't get it. They're not going to do it.
The president announced it, but then without a policy. Finally, he puts in a policy, and he defers to this the Secretary of Defense, Mattis, who says, I'm going to study it before we finish and actually do something.
So at least it stays the way it is. Okay, so there's a safety there sort of for that whole group. All right, thank you. Scamaside.com. Don't forget charitynavigation.org. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on The Countdown, 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.